Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to say Chinese in Chinese. We have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh, 你好。
Hi, Xiaolan, 你好。
Right, to say Chinese in Chinese, we say 中文。
中文。
中文。中 means middle. 文 is literature.Chinese literature or Chinese language. 中文
中文
Yes, 中 is the first tone. 中
中
Yes, so when we say 中 as one word, that can be middle of something, and in some context that would mean China. So to describe China as a country, we say 中国
中国
中国And the language being spoken in China, in 中国, it's 中文。
中文。
中文。文 means literature or means culture, writing. And in ancient form, that was the character with the shape of a man with a painted or tattooed chest. So that means 文。
文, that's a really interesting picture.
Yeah,
I'm trying to imagine you can
that. Picture that, a tattooed man, yeah. Chinese man.
The first writing was tattooing on your own chest.
Yes, and oh yeah, we talk about tattoo. I know lots of movie stars or singers, celebrities, they started having Chinese characters, tattooed characters on their some part, the body parts. And that's quite interesting sometimes when I see the meaning actually means something a little bit strange or a bit funny.
Yeah, yeah, I guess they just see the shape and they think it looks cool, but didn't really quite grab the meaning.
Yes.
I remember a friend of mine, he didn't tattoo it, but he had bought like a hoodie and he was trying to be really cool. He was from France, actually, mm-hmm. and in the middle it had a big Chinese character and he thought, you know, he was really, the character meant strength or mm-hmm. meant handsome or something.
And what did that mean?
It actually meant rice.
Oh,Me, rice.
Just had
okay.
Character for rice on his.
All right.
So, yeah, when he met some friends who could speak Chinese, they all laughed at him.
Right. Okay, so rice here.
Yeah.
There's the difference between 中文 and 汉语. You probably heard about 汉语. 汉语, that means Mandarin.
Right, okay.
So Han is the like Han dynasty, Han people, and Han, that means Mandarin.
Yu,
third tone, that means language. So there's a subtle difference between 中文 and 汉语 because 中文 is the broad collective term to describe the language being used in China, could be anywhere in China. And of course, just like many countries, there are many dialects in China. So 中文 is the collective term, could mean Mandarin, could be Cantonese, could be Hakka. But at the same time, they all share the same written form. It's just a spoken form different. But 汉语 is quite specific. And because at the same time, because 90% of the population in China, they are from Han race, mm. and at the same time, they speak Mandarin. So very often, Chinese, there's a 中文 and 汉语, it's quite interchangeable in most cases.
Okay, interesting.
To say French, we say 法文。
法文。
法文。Now, 法 is the, like a sound, France, 法。
法。
And because Chinese people, they had to coin a word to describe France,So they just borrowed F, the beginning, France, 法文。
法文。
To say English, 英文。
英文。
It's the same sound, 英文。
英文。So it's really nice. This is where the kind of the Lego Chinese idea really comes in.
Yes.
So for every language, basically you put the name of the country with 文 and you get the language of the country.
Exactly. And to say German, for example, we say 德文。
德文。
Yeah, instead of 德文。德文, like Deutsch.
Yeah, great. 德文。
德文。Yeah, 德文。Why is it useful to learn Chinese? You learned Chinese over the past, say, 12 years, you said?
Yeah, 12 or 13. Lost track now, but yep, the last number of years.
Right. Okay. Yeah, why is it useful?
inevitably, communication, I guess, is the most useful thing, but not just in terms of meaning, not just in terms of understanding words, but actually I think that's something that's contained in this, as you said, one.
Yep.
It's not just language, it's also got culture, it's got literature all wrapped up in this meaning. So by studying Zhongwen, it's helped me to understand the mindset through learning the language.
Yeah, and in fact, learning Chinese is not as difficult as people think. And it's not just because there's Chinese, and it's also because over the thousands of years, imagine billions of Chinese people altogether have learned how to speak, how to read and write, and they pass on the language over hundreds of generations. In the ancient time, there was no effective learning method, and there is no Duolingo, no Chinese, and there was no iTunes for people to learn, and there was no online one-on-one tutoring. And but people still managed to learn the language without proper education. So this language can't be that hard.
That's true. Yep. Just have to have a Lego mindset, and then you can start to build it all together.
Yes, and it's very easy to pick up the low-hanging fruits. Right, so thank you very much, Josh. Today we learned how to say Chinese in Chinese, 中文.
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 Thanks for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. We learned how to say Chinese, 中文.
中文.
Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见. 再见.